It's 8:55, 51 degrees and rain right now on Friends Plaza in Urbana. Time to see what's happening on the commodity markets on this Monday morning. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. A fairly quiet start, although we are seeing a little bit higher trend here today as we kind of reverse the late last week's dip we had there. We do have December corn at 377 and a quarter, up 4 1/4. March corn at 378 and a quarter, up 3 cents. July corn at 387 and 1/2, up 2 3/4. December 16 corn at 398 and 1/4, that's up 2 1/4. January soybeans at 872, up 1 1/4. March soybeans at 874 and a quarter, up 1/2 cent. July soybeans at 887 and a quarter, up 3/4. November 16 beans at 890 and a half, that's up 1/4 cent. No trade yet this morning in the December Chicago wheat. Of course, December contracts do go off the board at noon here today. March Chicago wheat at 492 and a half, up 2 cents. July Chicago wheat at 502 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. Out in Kansas City, March Kansas City wheat at 484 and a half, up 2 cents. July Kansas City wheat at 504 and 1/4, up 1 1/2. Of course, no trade yet to start the week in the livestock sector. The news is mostly going to be confined, or at least the big news of the week is going to be confined to kind of the outside markets here this morning, or at least this week anyway. The Fed two-day meeting starts tomorrow. That'll conclude Wednesday afternoon. The popular opinion is the Fed is expected to raise interest rates by 0.25%, and that'll be announced at sometime around 1:15 on Wednesday afternoon, depending on what the Fed decides to do there. Have a lot of influence on the dollar and the outside market, so that'll likely impact corn and beans here as the week goes on. This morning here, the dollar's fairly quiet here, just kind of unchanged, but crude oil continues to work lower, down a few cents here this morning. Export inspections out this morning at 10 o'clock. Otherwise, fundamental news for the most part refined to South America at this point. Weather continues to look okay. They're a little concerned about that northeast part of Brazil, but expecting a little bit better rain chances here as the week goes on. Argentine president started last Thursday, did make some comments early this morning, still expected to lower corn and wheat export taxes to zero and lower bean and product taxes by 5%. That has encouraged some additional corn planting in Argentina and should, over time, make Argentina more competitive on the export side. Closer to home here, at least on the weather, it looks like pretty nice weather continues. Supposed to cool down on Thursday, but the two-week forecast continues to show above normal temperatures and below the normal precipitation here as we move through the end of the year. Otherwise, Brian, pretty quiet here. Continue to see range-bound trade here in corn. We'll look for resistance at March corn up around 380 and looking to see if January beans can hold this support level around 870.
All right, Aaron. Well, thank you very much for that report. We appreciate it.
Yep. Have a good day, Brian. Thank you.
You bet. Aaron Curtis with Midco over in Bloomington checking in on this Monday. And as Aaron said, the corn and beans trading mostly higher here on this Monday morning, and no livestock trade as of yet. The wheat also trading slightly higher here in the early going. Breezy and cooler in the forecast today. We do have a chance of showers throughout the day. Currently a little bit of light rain on Friends Plaza in Urbana. Temperatures will slide into the mid-40s by late afternoon. And the wind, the big story, gusting up to 40 miles per hour today. Colder and mostly cloudy tonight, the low 40 degrees. West winds 10 to 20, gusting up to 35 miles per hour this evening before diminishing. Partly sunny, not as windy tomorrow, the high 50 degrees with southwest winds 5 to 10. And we do have a slight chance of showers moving in Tuesday night into Wednesday. Wednesday, skies will turn mostly sunny with a high of 54. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3, Urbana.